I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, November 9th, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I guess it's Remembrance Day on Wednesday. You're seeing people wear poppies all around. Is that something that you do?
You know, I was just thinking, I've noticed, yeah, I've been noticing poppies out. I saw a little poppy box at Starbucks today, but I think it's been a little while since, I think the last time I remember wearing a poppy was in 2008, when I was pregnant with my youngest. I remember, just because the jacket that I had on while I was always throwing up happened to have a poppy on it, so I remembered that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think, you know, I'm always losing it and such, so not that I don't want to wear the poppy, it just isn't convenient. I need to change the pin on it.
Yeah, it's not a practical thing, but do you find, because you have young kids, that you're talking about Remembrance Day a lot or not? Like, do you explain to them what it's about, or I mean, do they ask even?
No, they've never asked.
But I guess they talk about it in school. I remember when we went to school, they would talk about what it all meant. We read in Flanders Field and
oh, right, yeah, and we had, you know, the assembly,
yeah.
Remembrance Day assembly, so they have that going on too, definitely. But it's not as talked about. I don't hear as much buzz about it as we did when we were younger, you know. I know Sophia, my younger one, went to grab a poppy today at Starbucks, so she was like, I don't know if that's because they're talking about it in school, so she was excited to have a poppy, or just because it was something that was there and she wanted it. I don't know. But
it's unfortunate that it just becomes another day off for a lot of people.
Well, exactly, right? You just line it up with the next day off in the year before Christmas, really.
Yeah, the month before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's the last kind of day off you got before, yeah, Christmas. So that's what most people think of it as nowadays, but sadly enough, there is a history that I guess, I'm not sure how much the kids are learning about it nowadays in school. We've talked about it at home,
yeah.
But I honestly can't say it's come up in discussion quite yet.
Yeah, I have a historian on the program later this week, Mark Zelke, and he writes about the history of World War II. And he's been on in the past, and we talk about Remembrance Day and what that means to someone like him, who obviously has a great interest in the history of war. And he's saying that where he lives in Victoria, and when he goes to the Remembrance Day ceremonies there, that they're always well attended, and increasingly so, because I guess of the wars in Afghanistan, and
right.
And so I guess people have
are more aware.
Yeah, my family that are participants in that,
mm-hmm.
And we have veterans from these recent wars as well, and so I guess
true, yeah.
But that brings up another thing that I was watching the news the other day on the CBC. The CBC Vancouver News, and people think that Christmas decorations shouldn't go up until after Remembrance Day. And Andrew Chang had a woman on whose I guess father had fought in a war, and out of respect, she said that there shouldn't be any Christmas decor up until after November 11th. Do you think that's just so that it's respectful for veterans and people who are, say, commemorating Remembrance Day? Do you think that's important?
I think it's just, I think that's important, yes, but I think it's just respectful to everybody, just anywhere. I don't see why do you need to have Christmas decorations up, like, even in November in the first place. For me, Christmas decorations don't go up until, like, at least December. I mean, really, if it were up to me, I probably wouldn't even. I'd probably just have a wreath up, and that would be it. Like, I don't care much for the tree and all of that stuff, because I can't get a real tree. I like the real tree. But, yeah, to wait till after Remembrance Day, I think so. I think that's not only respectable, but sensible.
Yeah, we're seeing it a lot in stores. I mean, you go to Costco or even like the hardware store, they're selling Christmas stuff even before Halloween now.
It's crazy. It's a bit much. I mean, like, when do your parents put stuff up still?
No.
I know, my grandparents don't really, and neither does my mom has bought a tree, but it's like, I don't even know why. Nobody's really enjoying it there.
But you have a tree because you have kids, right? You have young children, so that, I guess they expect that, right?
Well, they expect it, but you know what? Like last year I did the tree and I did all the gifts and everything was good and great and I had it up, you know, on time. But the year before that, I was really busy and I don't think we put the tree up until maybe the 23rd, honestly.
Huh.
We, you know, just put the tree up and it was kind of just like, okay, there, the tree's up. And then we took it down like maybe 2 or 3 days after Christmas. Not really a big deal. So last year they were on me to get the tree up and, you know, put up decorations and blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure, you know, they're going to want that again soon. But they know not to bug me about that until at least December 1st. It's ridiculous.
And are you one of those people that keeps the Christmas lights? I mean, if you have Christmas lights up past New Year's?
Oh, like have them on?
Yeah.
No. Now that I'm like, you know, an adult and I pay bills, such as hydro, there's absolutely no way I'm putting on lights for the entertainment of others. I'm not paying my bill. Hydro is expensive nowadays. So I have not had lights on outside for a few years. Oh, my gosh.
It's just thinking about it, I mean, it's Monday the 9th, and, you know, we're already talking about Christmas. Just how fast everything's been. I mean, it seems like it was just summer not too long ago.
Oh, my daughter told me today it's 47 days. I'm like, I don't need that reminder. Jesus, I don't even know, you know. And I procrastinate, so I might as well already start thinking about Christmas shopping because it goes by quickly. So, evidently, it's only apparently 47 more days left. So,
yeah, these things sneak up on you. And I mean, after Remembrance Day, I mean, you just said it earlier. I mean, that's the last holiday before Christmas.
Yeah, after Remembrance Day, everything just kind of rolls. It's kind of just a blur between then and Christmas and then New Year's, and then it's like, oh, it's 2016, you know, goes by very quickly, but...
Do you think it goes by quickly because we're getting older? I mean, you and I are, what, 33? I mean, is that...
Yeah.
Is that...
You know what, I honest to God, I was just thinking this as I was doing something that I think we just attribute everything to getting older now. You know, said I don't fold my clothes like this anymore because I'm old now. Or it actually, what I was doing was I was propping up my pillows on my bed because, you know, I don't know about you, but I have to sleep with about 6 pillows all well organized behind my head. Like, they can't be laid out nicely anymore. And I said, yeah, I was saying to myself as I'm making my bed, yeah, I have to stack my pillows up because I'm getting older now, because I'm old. Like, everything has to be this age. Maybe it's just because, I don't know, maybe that's just comfortable for me now because I'm older. I don't know.
You know, and it hasn't been that cold the last couple of weeks. You know, I mean, the coldest it's been is maybe 8-7 degrees.
I find it freezing.
Yeah, and I think that's age, too. I think that's, yeah. I've been wearing gloves and things like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been wearing gloves. My daughter laughed at me the other day because I pulled out like my parka, and I was wearing like my 80s, you know, leg warmers from the gym because I was so cold. And I said, "Do I look crazy?" She said, "Yes." I'm like, "You know what? I don't care, but I'm warm." So.
And you mentioned pillows. Are you a firm pillow or a soft pillow person?
I need a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have about 6 pillows up there, and the ones that are on the bottom are firm, and the one that I actually lay my head on is soft.
You know, this is going to sound like a commercial, but I you've probably seen the ads on TV or in the newspaper for MyPillow, MyPillow.
Oh, the commercial where it... I think I've seen that commercial.
Yeah. Well,
the infomercial?
Yeah, so they used to promote these pillows on Imus. I think they still do. And so I, as a big Imus fan, decided to buy one day.
Yes.
And I swear by them. I mean, they're soft, and I didn't think that they would... Because I used to think that I was a firm pillow person.
Right.
But... Man, I bought that pillow, and it's the best thing that I've ever slept on.
I'm looking at it now, so you really like it, because I am looking for new pillows. I think it's ridiculous that I'm using 6 pillows right now. I don't think that's normal.
Yeah, and the funny part is, like, I've used pillows elsewhere, you know, like a at a hotel or use, say, an old pillow that I have if I'm
right.
napping at the house, and my neck is just sore afterwards. But I use this pillow and it's fine. Again, it could be age or they're just magic pillows. I don't know.
No, so they probably are magic pillows. I mean, when I stay at hotels, I find there's some hotels that have amazing pillows. Just amazing. But these pillows, I'm looking at this pillow that you're speaking of.
Yeah, and it's very squishy. It's some sort of fill inside that contours to one's neck or head. And
it looks really comfy.
It looks flimsy, and I'm not a flimsy person, a pillow person. But after that, I mean, I use those things now. I mean, I
it works for you.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go, like, if I have to go someplace where I have to sleep the night, and then my neck's sore. I find when I come home and I use that pillow, that's much better. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe
if you stay at hotels, do you bring your own pillow?
No.
I've
always wanted to get one of them neck pillows when I travel, but I don't think...
I think those are weird. I don't really see how those could be... I don't see how those could be useful at all. They look weird.
They do look weird, and then I don't know how you'd carry them around. I mean, I've seen people strap them to their luggage, but, I mean...
Or just carry them around their neck.
Yeah, they look ridiculous, but I mean...
But I've slept on a plane. That doesn't look like it's going to give me comfort in the places where I would like comfort, which is my head.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, I notice when I sleep, even if I'm napping on the bus and my head's down or something like that, or my neck's craned to one side, well, that's sore the next day. And,
right.
And I think if you have that thing around your neck, I think it'll prevent that.
Maybe that helps. I don't know. We'll have to try that out.
Well, that's the other thing, too, about... They say, you know, you go to a massage place, but you shouldn't, because you'll get addicted to it, because I guess your muscles just get... You want that
really?
All the time.
I guess so. I mean, you start to like it, definitely, and yeah. But I'm sure at some point your wallet will tell you that you cannot be addicted to that, because it's not cheap, right?
Yeah.
It's not cheap, but... That goes up in, I mean, the cost of massage therapy goes up in price just like the cost of everything else nowadays, such as one of the other things I wanted to talk about, the cost of checks and just the basic things that, I mean, before used to cost us little to nothing.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about checks, too, because, you know, I needed to write a check to someone. And I don't do it often, but I, you know, when you have them, I guess I go through them because I've run out,
right.
And I need checks now because I've got a couple of things that I need to write for certain things. But I was looking into it at my bank, and it just cost a fortune to get checks. So like 80 cents, a dollar a piece.
Oh yes, dollar a check, a dollar a check, which it's crazy. So a small, like a book of checks is going to cost you $50.
Yeah.
Which to me, that's not, I'm sorry, I'm not paying $50 for a book of checks.
But, I mean, how often do you use checks yourself? I mean, I have to write a couple donation things. That's why I need them.
Well, you know, me personally, with kids and such, I find I use them quite a bit. So for rent, so that's at least 12 checks a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summer, when they have all their summer programs and summer camps, usually you have to give them a bunch of post-dated checks for their summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about usually five to seven checks I spend just in the summer on their summer camp. School photos, school fees. I just wrote two checks this week. One of them was, I think, Sophia's Christmas concert, and one of them was for her tutor. So I use checks quite a lot. I've in the last little while, mainly for kids stuff,
mm-hmm.
as you can see, but still using them nonetheless.
So how do you get around then the $50 a book fee?
Oh well, I signed up for one of those no fee checking accounts.
Are there a lot of those around town? Like, I mean, different sort of. I mean, guys, those would be smaller banks, wouldn't they? I mean, like the big banks, like TD, RBC.
Oh no,
they would.
TD and they're not.
They all have fees, right?
Yeah. They've all got fees, so it makes me wonder. It's like, how do these other banks function with a no fee checking account?
Yeah.
Right, and that means you're not paying for the checks. Which is amazing.
So you signed up for an account at a certain bank, and then they gave you a bunch of checks for free?
For free.
Huh.
Yes, yeah. And when I reorder them, it's free. So,
well, there you go. There's something that'll save people money, I guess.
Well, no, I think it's great. I mean, I'm looking at my TD account right now, and I just paid $14.95 for the month,
mm-hmm.
and when I think about it, I don't use the account that much other than, like, I still have it because I've got mutual funds and, all those, things set up in there.
And you've had the account since you were a kid, I guess, right?
I've had it for a while, so yeah. It's the only reason I don't shut it down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still, it's like $15 it's really just to have an account. And I'm not asking them to do anything. That's an unlimited account. If I didn't have an unlimited account, you could be potentially paying $1.25
every time
for counter service.
Or using the machine or using the debit card. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like, oh wow, like everything costs money.
You mentioned
a lot of money.
Yeah. You mentioned school photos a moment ago, and I was just thinking this because I was reading Nora Ephron's. I bought a collection of her essays and her writing, and she has a list of these tips, or not tips, but advice that she offers people. And one of them is take a lot of photos. And I kind of understand that now that I'm older. But you mentioned school photos a moment ago, and I don't remember. I mean, as a kid, I probably bought photos a couple of years, but I certainly didn't buy them every year, and I don't have photos of myself every year from kindergarten to grade 12. Were you in school? No, did you get them every year?
Well, you know what? I think I did because, number one, I was the eldest and only grandchild for the longest time, so my grandparents always, would make sure that my mom bought them. And also, I was also my mom's only child for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So she did buy them. But I did, I think for the most part, she did buy all of my photos. But it's funny, that you even bring that up, because today I just thought that she never bought my grad photos. And I think it started to kind of dwindle off at around grade 11, and 12. I don't think I ever got photos again after grade 10. But even then, that's still pretty long. Now, my kids, I've pretty much bought photos every year up until last year when they switched schools, and this new school uses a different photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite pricey. And for the two kids, it's over $100 for photos, school photos. So I kind of missed out last year, but of course I can order those this year.
Yeah.
But now, of course, there's also this year's photos.
And
so now, yeah. Now that you say that you didn't have all of them, I don't feel as bad as a parent now.
No, like, and I'm. It's not like I'm.
You're not like traumatized.
No, not at all. No, okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, and I'm thinking, why would people still sell school photos if everybody has a camera nowadays? Everybody takes selfies.
Yeah,
kids
true.
Do that. I'm sure
they
your kids
do,
right? So, I mean,
why
would you need school photos?
Because these are school photos, and they're giving you copies to, like, give out to people. I don't, it's so, so silly. I don't know how we've justified that. Still today in this day and age, how we still justify, not only justify school photos, but charging the cost of what we charge or what they charge for them. It feels really stupid. but you buy them because it's like, you know, the memories. I have the kids' photos lined up on the wall from, you know, daycare, even daycare pictures. You know, kindergarten, to see the transition of them, to see it documented. It's nice, but it's expensive. So.
Yeah. Well, see, maybe I wish I did have them, but at the same time, I don't really. I mean, I don't have them, so I don't really. It doesn't matter.
You don't
to
know
me.
What you're missing. Yeah, who
no.
cares? It's like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've got photos from when I was a kid, you know, from, you know, other things.
Right.
So, I mean, I know what it looked like back then.
You don't know what you looked like when you were going to school that particular day, when it was picture day.
Yeah, and usually those photos look like crap anyway. I mean, like my grade 8 photo looks like I look like I'm ill or something.
I don't even know where those pictures are. So
well, they'd be in the yearbook. Sure. We have the year. You still have your yearbooks from Tupper, right?
You know, I don't know where mine are. I think I might have a couple, but I don't. I think my mom, like, she really felt like because she paid for them that they were her property. So I think she took them when I moved out. I really do. I remember writing in my yearbook when I was in, like, grade 8 or 9. She was so mad because I wrote in my yearbook. She's
really?
Like, you're not supposed to be vandalizing your book like this. Like, well, it is mine. Well, I paid for it.
No, it is kind of fun to look back. I mean, I dug out the yearbook, the grade 12 one, the other, in the summer, because I had to...
fun.
Yeah, I had to go, you know, friends of mine were getting married, and they went to the same school. And so I thought I'd look at the yearbook and just see what was in it. And you know, I remember my grade 12 book, just everyone signed it. And it was nice to look back on, you know.
Did I sign it? I don't remember.
I can't remember either, but...
Honestly, I didn't really stick around too long after grade 12 was finished.
You didn't like high school, or...?
No, not that I didn't like it. I was just ready to be, like... You know, I felt like that last year kind of just dragged on.
Really?
Not only did it drag on... Yeah, it did. It did. Especially, like, the last few months. I think maybe because I also did a lot of, like, grade 11, 10 courses when I was in grade 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I had enough credits already to graduate by grade 12. I can't say I was an overachiever, so I wasn't doing, like, a math final or science or anything. It was really just my English final exam that I had to study and do, and that was a breeze. So I was just waiting for that to come and go, and I was just like, you know, God, let this be over with.
Didn't you have a job in high school?
I did, yeah.
And was that something that you wanted to do, or was that something your mom made you do?
No, my mom didn't even want me to work. She's not interested in me working. But I was always pretty self-sufficient, and I wanted my own things. I had two younger brothers, so I knew that, you know, the funds were limited, but also I liked the idea of being able to have my own money and buy my own things and do what I wanted. It was kind of, a sense of responsibility, and so I loved Nike at the time, so I got a job at the Nike shop. I was always very innovative like that.
Yeah.
So I got a job at the Nike shop so I could get the discount. Yeah.
My mom wanted me to work, but I didn't. And you know, looking back on it, I kind of wish I did.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It would have been great just to, you know, just imagine how rich I'd be today.
Oh, see, well, I don't have, where's that money now? I think about it now, I'm like, wow. You know, when I was younger, I was living at home, not paying any bills. If I was smart, I would have saved. I didn't save. I was a fool. Spent every dime I made.
Do you worry about that with your kids? Because, I mean, your kids don't have a ways to go before they, you know, they're that age where they can work in high school, but...
Oh, not, well, you know, my eldest is, she's going to be 13 next September, starting grade 8. So her time's coming. She wants to work. She wants to do all that stuff. She's already very, very frugal with her money.
Give her an allowance and stuff like that?
You know what's funny? We have, like, some real debates over her allowance because I do tell her she will get an allowance when she does the dishes and such.
Yeah.
And that's great. But because we've had this agreement now, she assumes that if she doesn't get paid, that she doesn't have to do anything.
Mm.
Right? And that can be a bit of a conundrum sometimes because... Guess what? I pay the bills here. And she says, that's my answer to everything. But it is. It really is. And you don't do anything. So if you have to wash the dishes a couple of days and not get paid for it, such is life, my friend. It's just the way it works. I fold clothes all the time that aren't mine. And I don't get paid a dollar. Not even a dime. Not even a thank you. So just do it.
So how much, what are the prices we're talking about for chores? Like washing the dishes, how much?
I was giving her $10, I think $10 a week.
For doing the dishes every night?
Yes, every day after school.
Huh.
So, she's home 3:30, I'm usually home by 7, so I expect when I come home that the dishes are done, she's vacuumed. Her room is clean, and we have hardwood floors, so when I'm saying vacuum, I'm not asking her to vacuum a lot. It's a matter of, like, the rug in the living room and you know, her room, if she even feels like doing that. I'm really flexible, but even that, she's very, you know, she's at that age where I have to really, I guess I have to say things 100 times before they actually are, like, ingrained in her brain.
But were you like that as a kid?
Oh, no, I was just expected to do these things. My mother was not paying me for any... That was... If my mom even knew that I was paying her, we'd have some problems. There would be no way that's happening. Are you kidding me? So, so for Simone to even ask for it, and, you know... And she thinks because she... she thinks because this is some sort of labor trade union movement... You know, if she doesn't get paid, she's not working.
Like, she'll strike?
Yeah, I told her, go on strike. We'll see how long it lasts. Because I'm deeming you an essential service, so you actually do have to work. I'm sorry.
This is a real union household, I guess, isn't it?
It's just a bit. But, you know, sometimes I have to be a devil's advocate and I have to shut it down. Sometimes it's unsavory bargaining that's going on here that she's trying to do. And she's not going to pull that on me. But, you know, what do you expect? She's almost 13. Everything's bargaining right now.
Yeah, well, it only gets worse, doesn't it?
From what I hear, yeah. But somebody did tell me one day they become people that you like. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so that's 2 Peas in a Podcast for Monday, November 9th, 2015.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.